Here, Good Samaritan Baptist Church, for our Sunday evening Bible study. And I got me a new set of teeth, and so this is my first Sunday with my front teeth in a year, and so I haven't played my trumpet for a year. I thought I'd get it out. Praise the Lord. So I've got new teeth, I've got new trifocals, and so let's see if this helps with our Bible study at all. Appreciate again that we can meet via this avenue, and so as we look into God's Word tonight, this is February 7th. We've lived through the first week of February, and so I want to cover a subject tonight about stress. And so we'll go ahead and look at some things about stress management, handling stress in our lives. I wanted to do a series on depression and discouragement. And I came across this on my way there. And so I said, let's go ahead and cover these in order. So tonight, I want that we would look on Super Bowl Sunday here, Sunday evening tonight. For our Bible study, let's go ahead and look at some things that we can do for stress management. Let's start again in the book of Psalms and Psalms 121. I want, again, we're going to follow again the psychologist as he walks through some of this discussion. And so I want to make sure that we get a good balance of scripture. I'm nervous about psychologists, but a lot of the work they do, a lot of the things they do is take observations that they make about life are good. This was given by a seminar, educational seminar that I went through back when I was in the Air Force. And so I thought I'd go ahead and pull it out, some of it, and look at it. Some of the concepts that are here, but let's go ahead and start with scripture and end with scripture when we're looking at the subject of how to reduce, prevent, and cope with stress in our lives. So we're going to start with Psalm 121. This Psalm's precious. It's a good help, and I encourage you to find it in your Bible. Psalms 119. I love Psalms 119. Sometime we'll preach on that. It's filled with octets. It's got one octet for each Hebrew alphabet. And so 119 ends up with octet is 8 times 22 letters, 176 verses of 119. That's the longest chapter in your Bible. And right after that, we come to what's called the Ascension Psalms. These are psalms that they would raid and use as they ascended up to Jerusalem. And let's go ahead and look at all of them quickly. And then I want to read for you Psalm 121 as you'd follow along. Psalms 122 or 120 covers, and each of these has a topic that I've outlined in my Bible. I encourage you again to mark them as headers in your Bible, keep again an outline, a topic of each one. So on Psalms 120, I call it my nature. Psalms 121, my walk. We'll be looking at that in a minute. 122 is my worship. 123 is my eyes. 124 is my fate. 125 is my future. 126 is my captivity. 127 is my home. And that covers my page of scripture there. And so we'll stop there. They go on. Each of these has a good topic that's enlightening and encouraging, and probably none more and more familiar than I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will or shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even and even forevermore. Father, praise you and thank you. Thank that we could look at some things in life again that need your attention. And I pray again that you teach us to pay good attention. We'll praise you and thank you for your scriptures, knowing again that Christ is the answer. Help us even to emphasize that as we look at stress management in this Bible study. In the name of Christ, we praise you. Amen. Amen. All right. So before we get into that, let me go ahead, since there's a lot of slides here and I'm not going to get through them all. So let me show you again where you can go to review these slides. And so they are on our webpage. And so as soon as my computer catches up with me here, we'll go ahead and look at some things about stress management. And I have all of these slides available on our webpage. And so if you'd go to our webpage, it looks like that. And again, if you go down right under our title page here, you'll notice again that I have something called message notes. Our Sunday message audios, again, our audio tapes, I was going to call them tapes. It used to be tapes. Of all of our Sunday morning messages. And so you can tune in there to get them, our Sunday messages in audio only, MP3 files. But next to that is message notes. If you click on that, it should bring up for you a web page that says here, dealing with anger and stress right at the top again, and a stress management, dealing with stress. And so if you click on that, it should go ahead and bring up slides of everything that we're looking at here. And that is all a PDF file, so you can also download that for your devices and carry that around with you. And so that, again, is where we're at. And I want to go ahead and look at my copy here because I can do more with it. And so I encourage you again to follow along that. I'm not going to cover every detail of every one of these slides. And if you're having a lot of stress in your life that's not being dealt well with, then I encourage you to go ahead and look them up on that handout that's available to all. All right. So that leaves us looking at, and it leaves us waiting on the computer. While we're looking at that, let me go ahead and say that this is taken from psychologists. And it didn't mingle the scriptures. And certainly the solution, psychologists don't have the solution. In fact, I'd say if they're dependent on psychology, they don't have the solutions for us. So again, I encourage you to use them carefully again. But as we do that, again, understand that certainly God's word is the answer for everything. For a psychologist in general, God's word is the answer for nothing. They do not accept nor believe God's word. It's not part of their practice. And so, again, when we look at God's word, you'll notice again that it's foreign to most of psychologists' input. But as I said, the observations they make and the knowledge that they have shouldn't be just plain ignored. It is, again, useful and helpful in our lives. And so don't ignore that. I think I went there and missed it. So as we look at stress management, there's lots of people under high stress, especially in this 2020 gone by, year gone by, that has been very stressful. And so let me look at this other one and see if maybe that's the one I'm looking for. Try that one. So I found it very stressful to watch the news again. And so again, when we look at the news, we're find again a lot of stress. I guess we can go ahead and use this slide, even though this shows all my other ones. Well, I'm my own technician here, and so control to select multiple windows. So anyway, there's the verse that we read in Psalms 121. And let me make sure we can go ahead and click through these. We're going to cover six strategies. There's six strategies for avoiding stress or dealing with stress. And again, we have stress in our workplace. We have stress showing up in all of our lives. If some of you have been watching the news too much in 2020, and that can be very stressful as we watch the course of our nation plunge into socialism and the leftist regime taking over and steering our country directly away from God and in direct rebellion against God on seven counts. I think I've covered them before. Very stressful, and it need not be, again, when we understand that God has all things in his control and in his hand, that's supposed to keep us from stress. But just the same, it sometimes takes over in our lives. Some of you have jobs. I know we've been talking again at a church to folks that have very stressful jobs. And so jobs often cause a lot of stress. So we want to look at some strategies. Number one is to avoid unnecessary stress. And then we're going to look at the ability to alter the situation to adapt to the stressor. That's where you have to make some changes. Accept the things that you can't change. And of course, the opposite of that is change the things you can. Number five is make time for fun and relaxation and adopt a healthy lifestyle. Again, this is a psychologist input. It was given again at a stress management seminar through an educator seminar that I attended. Again, encourage you to watch some of the details that are given here for us. First off, again, let me deal with the fact that if you have a counselor on board, then you're far ahead of the game as far as getting counsel about how to handle stress. And that counselor on board, many of you know, is the Lord Jesus Christ. His name shall be called Counselor. Unto you a son is born, unto you a child is given, and he shall be called Counselor. And so it's key that you have a counselor on board. You can only attain stress-free relationship with God by accepting his only begotten son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He moves into your soul when you have a counselor on board. once reconciled to God, it's amazing what praising will do. And again, that's going to be a theme for repair of our lives here. So let me give you these verses. If you're a born-again Christian, you'll rejoice in them. If you've never been saved, if you are not born again, if you, again, have never received Christ as your Savior, let me rehearse these verses for you. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have," present tense, "have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world." This is John 3:17. It continues, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." I said again, you need to be saved, and I'll rehearse that several times. "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already," that's John 3:18, "because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." And so you need to be saved from condemnation, is what these verses are saying. It goes on in 3:36, it says, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." I love John 5:24. Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation." There it is again. We're saved from condemnation, but it's passed from death unto life. The Romans road to heaven, I hope you're familiar with it. If not, begins in Romans 3:10-23. As it is written, "There's none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." The Pope's in that verse. So is Mother Teresa, to get and understand that there are no saints here again, except that you come through the Lord Jesus Christ and this path of salvation. Bible says, "But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Romans 5:12 says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." Verse 18, sometimes we don't include that, but it says, "Therefore, as by the offense of one," that would be, again, Adam, "judgment came upon all men, and to condemnation, even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men for justification of life." And so those verses, again, tell you that you need to be saved. If you have not been saved from condemnation, you are right now presently in condemnation from God. Then it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." So I want to encourage you to make sure you have the gift. There is a formal acceptance requirement that you must go through to have this gift. Jesus said, "Whosoever cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out." So all you need again is to receive. And the Bible says in Romans 10:9-10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And so let me encourage you that you might be able to manage stress here on this earth without Christ, even by following the psychologist's techniques here. But again, understand the most important thing that you could find in this life is that you have eternal life and that you have a relationship with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, "I am the way, the truth, and life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." So I'd encourage you to take a minute and assure your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, as we go through some Bible verses and some understanding about dealing with stress. Again, the psychologists say this, it may seem that there's nothing you can do about stress. It won't stop coming. There will never be more hours in the day, and your career and family responsibilities will always be demanding, but you have more control than you might think. In fact, the simple realization that you're in control of your life is the foundation for stress management. And so we're looking at, again, how we can control our lives. 1 Peter chapter 5 gives some verses and encouragement about humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that ye may exalt you in due time. And again, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you, to get some Bible verses in there. Identify the stress, sources of stress in your life, and we encourage you again to do that. Stress management starts with identifying these sources of stress. This isn't as easy as it sounds. Your true sources aren't always as obvious, and it's all too easy to overlook your own stress-inducing thoughts, your feelings, and your behaviors. Sure, you may know that you're constantly worried about deadlines, but maybe it's your procrastination rather than the actual job demands that leads to deadline stress. And so again, there's things that we could do to be cognizant of what's causing our stress. To identify your sources of stress, look closely at your habits, look closely at your attitudes, look closely at your excuses. And here, let me read these excuses because I've used them all the time. I just have a million things to do right now, okay? Here's one. Things are always crazy around here, or I have a lot of nervous energy. That's all, again. And you might say, well, you should try decaffeinated coffee. So again, understand that, hey, there's things, again, that are sources of stress in our life. And here's a verse that I thought of as I was reading through these, examining yourself. It says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Until you accept your responsibility for the role you play in creating and or maintaining it, your stress level will remain outside of your control. Here's one of the suggestions, and this suggestion is used through several of my counseling courses that I have, and that is, again, that you start a stress journal, or you start a journal, journaling things, writing them down, evaluating what you're thinking, why you're thinking it, and writing some stuff down is an important part of treating all kinds of irregularities, or what we call stinking thinking, or wrong thinking, wrong attitude. Get them written down so that you thought about them. Don't put them where your wife can find them, but write them down and make sure, again, that you can, and putting your thoughts into sentences is key to understand what's going on sometimes inside of our own head. And so I encourage you again to start journaling. Even if you have a stress problem, start journaling again. What causes your stress? Write it down. Make a guess if you're not sure. How you felt both physically and emotionally during stressful times. How you acted in response of stress. Write it down. And what you did to make yourself feel better. Write it down. So you've analyzed and thought about these things. And then certainly another recommendation we have in almost all of our counseling is that you write the scripture verses down that have to do with stress. And I'll give a whole slew of them at the end of this presentation. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Listen, I'm a lifelong college student. And so I've been in college almost all my life. And well, my former life, I guess I quit after I got my doctor's degree and missed college immensely. But listen, you learn this, that you retain 10% of what you hear, okay? You retain 20% of what you see. That's why I like these slides in front of your face. But you'll retain 80 to 90% if you will write it down. So I encourage you, even if you take your notes and throw them away afterwards, to take notes. Write things down. Just your mind making your hand move in writing, cursive. Again, understand that you are going to retain things that you write down. That's part of the power of maintaining a journal, And the other part is that you have to put your thoughts into sentences, and you have to deal with that. A human being has self-awareness. Your dog don't. And a human being can stop and think about what they're thinking and consider it and analyze it. Take advantage of that ability. Look how you currently cope with stress. Think about the ways you currently manage and cope with stress in your life. Your stress journal can help you identify them. Are you your coping strategies healthy or unhealthy, helpful or unproductive? Unfortunately, many people cope with stress in ways that compound the problem. There are unhealthy ways of dealing with stress. Let's look at some of them. Unhealthy ways of coping with stress. Over here, smoking, drinking. And the psychologists say drinking too much. I say drinking, period. Drinking anything. Down at the bottom of this slide, you'll notice my favorite verses on drinking. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. Whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath contentions? Who hath babblings? Who hath wounds without a cause? Who hath redness of eyes? They that tarry long at the wine, they that go to seek mixed wine. People say, well, the Bible doesn't say that we should abstain from liquor. Yes, it does. It said, look not on wine when it's red and giveth its color in the cup. So stay away from poison of alcohol. You don't have enough brain cells to kill any off with alcohol. So don't drink. Overeating. And I love this picture. I can relate to that. Zoning out. Withdrawing or just sitting in front of TV and vegetating. Withdrawing from friends and family. Sleeping too much. Procrastinating. Fill up every minute of the day to avoid facing your problems. Taking out your stress on others, lashing out in angry outbursts. Again, stress can have all kinds of effect. I don't know how much we're going to deal with it here, but stress has all kinds of effect on our physical well-being as well. If your methods of coping with stress aren't contributing to your greater emotional and physical health, it's time to find healthier ways of dealing with your stress. And so here again is given these: avoid, alter, or adapt and accept. So again, these are the four A's that he gives here in this seminar. Avoid situations that cause stress, alter the situation so it's less stressful, or adapt to a situation, or just accept what you can't change. This is not a one size fits all. And so again, understand that there's different ways of coping and you need to find one. Avoid the stressor. Or alter the stressor. And that doesn't have to be a person, although sometimes it can be. Avoid and altering. And then your reaction, again, can be changed either by adapting to the stressor or accepting the stressor. Job 13, 15, 16 says, though they slay me, yet will I trust him, but I will maintain mine own ways before him. He also shall be my salvation, for an hypocrite shall not come before him. Job has some wisdom there in dealing with hard situations. And so I wanted to get some verses in there that we could pay attention to what Job said. Oh my, we're running out of time and I've got lots of slides yet. Stress management strategy number one, avoid unnecessary stress. There's times that you can just say no. Some of us need to learn to do that. Avoid unnecessary stress. Continue. Take control of your environment. If the evening news makes you anxious, turn the TV off. If traffic's got you tense, find a different way to get there. Avoid hot button topics. If you get upset over religion or politics, cross them off your conversation list. If you repeatedly argue about the same subject with the same people, stop bringing it up or excuse yourself when it's a topic of discussion. And then the last has to do with our to-do list about doing less and being better managers of our time. If you can't avoid a stressful situation, try to alter it. And that's stress management strategy number two, altering. Express your feelings instead of bottling them up. And be willing to compromise when you ask someone to change their behavior. Be willing to do the same. It says my time is up. And so we only got to stress management strategy number two. After the situation, or alter the situation, again, as we see as his suggestions here, be more assertive. Don't take a back seat to your own life. Deal with problems head on. We've talked a lot, at least I have with others, about stress avoidance. Women avoid confrontation. And that's their management style. In general, is women avoid confrontation. And the men run towards confrontation. There's a mix of that, but that's a general theme. And so be assertive in this thing, mentions that. Manage your time better, poor time management. Let me throw in here again that Jesus gave 9 blessed R's. Take advantage of all of them. And look at number 7 on this list here. I'm missing the last 2. Blessed are the peacemakers. And so even in a stressful situation, you can be a peacemaker. And then it says adapt to the stressor. If you can't change the stressor, change yourself. You can adapt to stressful situations. And some suggestions there about looking to the bigger picture again and examining how you're reacting. Stress management strategy number 3, adapt to the stressor. Again, adjust your standards, focus on the positive. When stress is getting you down, take a moment to reflect on the things that you appreciate in life. And I got a slide, here it is right here, that says, when you're adjusting your attitude, understand this, count your many blessings. I got another on that message list there. There's one called It's Amazing What Praising Can Do. And that can change your life. And I encourage you again to go through that one as well. Each time you think a negative thought about yourself, your body reacts as if it were in those throes of tension-filled situation. And so stress management number 4, strategy 4, is accept the things that you can't change. Don't try to control the uncontrollable. And to always look for the upside. Again, sometimes God puts us in situations that's for our betterment. And so always watch for that. In a situation where you can't control it, you can't change it, talk to your maker. And again, understand that he allows things into our life for our betterment, even though sometimes we can't understand that. You've heard the saying, what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. And Christ said that again, he'll take care of you. Share your feelings. Again, another counsel that we use is keep a journal. Number 2, be able to word things that's wrong with you, memorize scriptures. And then the third one is right here, is that you, again, be able to talk to a trusted friend. And if you're a born-again Christian, you've got to talk. You got a friend inside again. You've got a friend in me, Andy. You can talk face to face with God, just like Moses did, Exodus 33:11. Or make an appointment. Notice I crossed out a therapist here. I don't want you to make an appointment with some therapist who don't know Christ. Make an appointment with your pastor. Make your appointment with a counselor on board, the Lord Jesus Christ. That you could, again, get wise Christian counsel. Blessed is man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Don't go to a therapist. Don't send your children to a therapist. Again, they're going to give you the world's answer. The world answer is wrong when it comes to answers. There's some other things there about how to manage and accept things that you can't change. And then stress management number 5, make time for fun and relaxation. Change your life. Change your habits, go for a walk, spend time in nature, call a good friend, increase your communications. Again, I have read in the scriptures, particularly the Psalms, sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And so those are some of the suggestions that you could, again, just adapt your lifestyle so that you're not always feeling that stress. Make time for fun and relaxation, as there's more suggestions there. And then number six is adapt a healthy lifestyle. I got another couple of messages I preach on this. We won't cover them now. But again, understand that your body is a chemistry set. Your emotions, your feelings, your stress, your everything in our body is controlled by chemicals. It's not controlled so much by our nervous system. That runs our muscles and that runs our pain buttons. But we're a walking chemistry set. Hormones in our body determine whether we're happy or whether we're sad. It determines your heart rate. It determines your blood pressure. Everything in our body is determined by a chemical balance in our body. And I'll go more into this in another lesson probably. But listen, we live in a society that's just loaded your body with every kind of exotic chemical. Some of them you dumped in there on purpose. Trying to get skinny by putting low fat stuff in your body. That's just a bunch of chemicals that tricks your body. So stop lying to your body, stop cheating your body, and be very conscious of chemicals you've dumped into your body. Because again, that throws our whole body into an imbalance. And some of that imbalance is, and it's all different for different people. Well, I drink diet soda all the time. It hasn't any effect on me. Don't give me that garbage again. You can't cheat your body and trick your body with chemistry set and end up with no consequences. So be careful again. And this talks about eating a healthy diet and exercising regularly. We need to change again some of the way we do things. I'll emphasize with this verse, what know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and that ye are not your own, for ye have been bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. You've heard it said, this body is a temple. Make sure you practice that again. Reduce caffeine, reduce sugar, reduce chemicals, reduce preservatives. By all means, don't take any artificial sweeteners. They're artificial. They're chemistry set. And they're messing with your chemistry, and they produce more obesity than any other thing in American diet. Avoid alcohol, cigarettes, and drugs. Self-medicate. And I would say go ahead and be careful, very careful. If a doctor prescribes you mind-altering drugs because of stress or depression or anything else, be careful. They're messing with your chemistry set rather than you doing it God's way. So I encourage you again to rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. A list of verses given here again to reduce stress. Memory verses, write them down, put them on 3x5 cards, carry them with you. Fret not thyself because of evil men. Pray without ceasing in everything. Give thanks. Several there from Psalms 37 again, which seems to be a whole psalm centered on fret not. And so, boy, I encourage you again to get a hold of these scriptures, use them, go back and look through that message. It's amazing what praising will do. Above all else, have faith in God. Call upon him as the savior of your soul. Call upon him as the savior of your life. And then learn to rest in your Savior. Father, praise you again and thank you. Thank you that we could look at some things from your word that'll help us deal with life. I pray now that you'd bless as we'd again step into a new week on this Sunday. And Father, we'll give you praise for hearing our prayer, touching each life that tune in. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen.